How y'all doing? Man, this is a wet January day, isn't it? Reminds me of my time in Cordova. And this is being pretty standard winter day down there. Slush zone and all that. But it's a great day to come together. Rejoice in the King of Kings, Creator of the universe, together corporately. It's just really, really nice when we can come together, bring our flavor, let it mix in worship. Go ahead and stand with me if you would, and we'll just enter in right now. Just let him know. Let him know that you're here. Be bold. Be vocal. Let him hear your voice. Let us hear your voice. Come together. He's gonna make a glorious sound. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just lift him up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Come on. Yes, Lord. We enter in right now, Lord. We declare you are. You are. You are. Yes, Lord. Come on. Come on. Let him hear your voice. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. watch over a certain part of your land, what he's given you to be in watch over. As you go through your days, through your week, picture yourself flying over your area, whatever that means, you know, whether it's in prayer or physically seeing stuff. But it's kind of your circle of influence, right? Where he's called you to be. And you're choosing to stand in a gap for those that maybe aren't able to stand on their own journey. And so with that picture of yourself, now picture that you've come here and all God's mighty warriors have gathered right here together. Go to Psalm 24 in the Passion Translation. If you've got it, I encourage you to pull it out and follow me. One of the versions of the Passion Translation uses God as a reference in this in Psalm 24. And some of the versions use Yahweh. You may have it as Yahweh, where it says God here. So I want to read all of Psalm 24 over you, because this is who you are. This is speaking to you. It's an encouragement to you as you go out in your week and beyond, touching the lives of those in your circle of influence. Whether it's at work, right? Or maybe you're off riding a snow machine somewhere and there's just a group of people in the parking lot here called to touch. Whatever it looks like. So starting in verse 1, God claims the world as his. Everything and everyone belong to him. He's the one who pushed back oceans to let the dry ground appear, planting firm foundations for the earth. Who, then, is allowed to ascend the mountain of God? And who has the privilege of entering into God's holy place? Those who are clean, whose works and ways are pure, whose hearts are true and sealed by the truth. Those who never deceive, those words are sure. He's talking about y'all. They will receive Yahweh's blessing and righteousness given by the Savior God. They will stand before God, for they seek the pleasure of God's face, the God of Jacob. So wake up, you living gateways. Ah, come on. Lift up your heads, you doorways of eternity. Welcome the King of Glory, for he is about to come through you. You ask, who is this King of Glory? God, armed and ready for battle. God, invisible, invincible, in every way. So wake up, you living gateways, and rejoice. Fling wide, you eternal doors. Here he comes. The King of Glory is ready to come in. You ask, who is this King of Glory? He is God, armed and ready for battle, the Mighty One, the invincible commander of heaven's hosts. Yes, he is the King of Glory. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for being able to be a part of your army, Lord. It goes way beyond a tithe and a basket. It goes to a choosing you, Lord, a life commitment. Standing in the gap for those.
glad you all made it here safe. Blew in, some of you. Yeah. It's so good to be together with the family here. And I'm so excited for what, you know, thank you, Jay, for sharing that and challenging us. And I'm just thinking about how God, He doesn't ask us to do something that He doesn't equip us to do. The will of God won't lead you where the grace of God won't keep you. And so He is so faithful. Coming to our house. Mark Tubbs, love this guy, and he will be here only for one service, so don't miss it. Sunday, February 9th, and so we're excited to have him as well. So a couple of things the Lord is sending us our way to just equip us, better equip us for what He has each one of us to move into. So something else, we're doing adult gym night. First Friday of every month. So if you want to get out from the rain, snow, whatever it is, and come inside, it's another opportunity for fellowship, connection, and it'll exercise at the same time. So the next one will be the first Friday in February. So thank you.
Impromptu. Noticed that we have a bit of a homeless issue in Anchorage, especially in the South.
thank you for the blessing of children, whether they're ours or not, right? Blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the legacy that we're building in these kids today, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yeah, go ahead and meet a little bit, and we'll get over to the other part here.